Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Reporter Owen Glacken caught up with an up-and-coming social media influencer and content creator best known for steak sandwich connoisseur videos. Vinnie McBride spoke to Owen about the ups and downs of algorithms and gave his advice for parents whose kids want to get into the industry.
So you made the decision earlier this year to really go full-time on the influencing, to really give it your all. So the positives obviously do outweigh the negatives for you. That's fair to say.
Exactly. Yeah. So like this year, a creator, Anna Olivia Hines, she posted a video and it was just a caption of post that silly little TikTok. This is what I done. And she's amassed to like nearly, I think like 200,000 followers. And it's just, she's posting about her daily life as a mum, as a young mum, and like, she's just being real and raw with you and she's not trying to sugarcoat it. And I think that's where I wanted to sort of come from. And it sort of gave me the inspiration to really be like, do you know what? I enjoy this. And I was wary about posting even for the first year of posting of like, well, maybe I shouldn't share this. And it was when I started opening up that's when I felt that my account started to grow and I started to connect with people more because I wasn't putting this sort of, you know, like a fakeness maybe, or like just sort of covering it up through a lens. It was more sort of a raw in-depth, like, look, if there's good parts and there's bad parts, you know, today my video didn't perform and I didn't feel great about it, or I got a bad comment on it, but people come and support you then through that. So I think like being open really does help because people can connect with you more, but also that vulnerability, it can be taken up in a wrong way.
Yeah, because some of your videos that I've seen, I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of views on them. So that's got to be a good day at the office for you when you see a video get that sort of reaction. But when you do post a video and it doesn't get the hundreds of thousands, do you feel down about that or do you just shrug it off and go to the next one?
It really did, to be honest. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't. Like, you know, you're like, oh, you know, the algorithm works in whatever way. But then you just sort of think, I think it was maybe the middle of last year and I was posting to steak sandwiches and I was like, are people maybe getting bored of this? I was like, they weren't performing as well as they were. But really, like, I've like sort of done a lot of courses or like looked into it and like done a lot of research into TikTok and the algorithm. And like one thing I would say you really have to understand is it is not you. There is an algorithm in place. It sends it out to a certain amount of people. If it doesn't meet certain metrics, then it's not going to be pushed as much. And like also it can be just disheartening. Like if I could spend an hour or two editing a video and I put it up and it might get like maybe one or two likes, you know, and you're like, I put so much time and effort into this and like people didn't like it, but really it's just the algorithm didn't like it, you know? Whereas I could just take a quick snap of a video and it could reach hundreds of thousands of people, do you know? So like it's sometimes it can be a bit disheartening when you put work into it and you see that it didn't perform, but maybe it's because the algorithm didn't perform. It's not because people don't like your content. It's not being pushed to them for them to see you.
Vinny, for parents listening, if a young person maybe in their early teens turns around to mom and dad and says, when I leave school, I want to be an influencer. That's what I want to do. What should that parent say to that child?
Like, I think you should be supportive in anything that your children want to do. But also you need to be realistic with them. I mean, similar situation when I turned around and said I wanted to go and do drama, and to my parents were so supportive of it. But sometimes you say to people, well, is there going to be enough money? Can you make a living off that? Can you pay rent with that? So I would say the sort of same thing with becoming a social media influencer. It's not as simple as, you know, I'm just going to start posting one day and it's going to happen. It can take years. Like, yes, it takes one video maybe to go and like skyrocket you into that industry. But I had been posting for like nearly a year and a half before I started to see anything growth. So like, you need to be realistic about your choices.
Vincent McBride, lovely to talk to you. And if people want to follow you and get involved, where can they find you?
Yeah, so my handles on Instagram and TikTok are at VinnyM21 and on Facebook at the Steak Sandwich Connoisseur, Vinny McBride.
This is A Parent's Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian, with the television licence fee.